Allah is everywhere, unfettered by time and space. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah, there is no God but Him, the living, the self-sustaining. He is not subject to drowsiness or sleep. Everything in the heavens and earth belongs to Him. Who can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, but they cannot grasp any of His knowledge, except for what He wills. His footstool encompasses the heavens and earth, and their preservation does not tire Him. He is the Most High, the Magnificent. Surat Al-Baqarah, verse 255. Or their likeliness is that of a storm cloud in the sky, full of darkness, thunder and lightning. They put their fingers in their ears against the thunderclaps, fearful of death. Allah encompasses the unbelievers. Surat Al-Baqarah, verse 19. Do they not know that Allah knows what they keep secret and what they make public? Surat Al-Baqarah, verse 77. If my servants ask you about me, I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls on me. Surat Al-Baqarah, verse 186. Everything in the heavens and everything in earth belongs to Allah. Whether you divulge what is in yourselves or keep it hidden, Allah will still call you to account for it. He forgives whoever He wills and He punishes whoever He wills. Surat Al-Baqarah, verse 284. Allah, Him from whom nothing is hidden, either on earth or in heaven. Surah Al-Imran, verse 5. But if you are steadfast and guard against evil, their scheming will not harm you in any way. Allah encompasses what they do. Surah Al-Imran, verse 120. They try to conceal themselves from people, but they cannot conceal themselves from Allah. He is with them when they spend the night saying things which are not pleasing to Him. Allah encompasses everything they do. Surat An-Nisa, verse 108. What is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. Allah encompasses all things. Surat An-Nisa, verse 126. What is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. Allah suffices as a guardian. Surat An-Nisa, verse 132. Allah knows what the heart contains. Surat Al-Ma'idah, verse 7. He is Allah in the heavens and in the earth. He knows what you keep secret and what you make public, and He knows what you earn. Surat Al-An'am, verse 3. The keys of the unseen are in His possession. No one knows them but Him. He knows everything in the land and sea. No leaf falls without His knowing it. There is no seed in the darkness of the earth and nothing moist or dry which is not in a clear book. Surat Al-An'am, verse 59. Eyesight cannot perceive Him, but He perceives eyesight. He is the all-penetrating, the all-aware. Surat Al-An'am, verse 103. Do they not know that Allah knows their secrets and their private talk, and that Allah is the knower of all unseen things? Surat At-Tabah, verse 78. You do not engage in any matter or recite any of the Quran or do any action without our witnessing you while you are occupied with it. Not even the smallest speck eludes your Lord, either on earth or in heaven. Nor is there anything smaller than that or larger which is not in a clear book. Surah Yunus, verse 61. No, indeed, when they wrap their garments round themselves, He knows what they keep secret and what they make public. He knows what their hearts contain. Surah Hud, verse 5. He said, My people, do you esteem my clan more than you do Allah? You have made Him into something to cast disdainfully behind your backs. But my Lord encompasses everything that you do. Surah Hud, verse 92. He is the knower of the unseen and the visible, the most great, the high exalted. Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 9. It makes no difference whether you keep secret what you say, or voice it out loud, whether you hide it in the night or go out in the day. Surat Ar-Ra'd, verse 10. Abraham said, Our Lord, You know what we keep hidden and what we divulge. Nothing is hidden from Allah, either on earth or in heaven. Surah Ibrahim, verse 38. When we said to you, surely your Lord encompasses the people with his knowledge. We only appointed the vision we showed you and the accursed tree in the Quran as a trial and temptation for the people. Surat al-Isra, verse 60.
www.harunyahya.com www.harunyahya.com